This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's the Kevin Sheehan Show. Dent Day sitting in for Kevin here on the Team 980. We're going to talk with Ben Sanding at 12:30. A little bit of a communication situation. So Ben is going to join us at 12:30 here on the Team 980. So there was something that was said yesterday by Charles Robinson that I thought was more interesting than the Terry contract stuff. It was in relation to the Terry contract stuff, but I thought it was way more interesting because it wasn't exclusively about the Terry contract stuff. This is what Charles Robinson said about Adam Peters as a negotiator, and I'll tell you why I think this is wonderful for Washington.
I had one executive when I was kind of, you know, going through my paces, and I reached out to somebody who knew Adam Peters really well, and I said, you know, what do you think of this situation? And he said, I think people are going to find out a lot about Adam Peters right now because I do not like negotiating with him. He has an edge to him that people, I think, don't necessarily understand. And they're going to see that now in this negotiation. And I think they have in some respects, because Adam Peters has been pretty clear he's not going to budge.
So Adam Peters has an edge when it comes to negotiating, and he is not going to budge. Here's the thing. There's one thing that Charles Robinson got wrong with this, Max. One thing. We've already seen this. We have video proof of this happening because the team gave us video proof of this happening. If you are a regular watcher of their Command Log series on YouTube the way that I am, you have seen this before. Now, right now, it is a little unfortunate because this is being spoken within the realm of the Terry contract, and it sucks that it's Adam Peters versus Terry right now. I can acknowledge that. But we have seen this. In fact, not only have we seen this, it was celebrated massively to the point where everyone was chomping at Howie Roseman saying, hey, Adam Peters dogged Howie Roseman in the draft. The trade that ended up with Philadelphia getting Cooper DeJean, but it allowed Washington to get more players, more guys that, you know, had the almighty RAS score. And now Adam Peters dogged Howie Roseman for the Jahan Dotson trade. They got draft picks for Jahan Dotson that they ended up flipping for guys like Marshawn Lattimore and Deebo Samuel. They got a third for Jahan Dotson, but only had to give up like a fifth for Deebo Samuel. Like, there is a negotiating edge to Adam Peters that we have not seen here before. And this was not a negative thing. I can understand, and Charles Robinson addressed this on social media yesterday, I can understand why you would hear, I hate negotiating against him, and think that it is like a deep hatred. I think that is more just executive to executive talk of like, I know that he is going to ask for more. He is not going to be walked all over by me, the opposition, the way that guys in the past have seemingly been walked all over, both here and elsewhere in the NFL. There's an edge to Adam Peters. This is kind of what we have meant for such a long time, Max, it feels like, when we have made the argument of let Adam cook. When you're talking about let Adam cook, let AP cook, all of the memes that came forth last year and all of the merchandise that was sold with let Adam Peters cook, this is what that means. It's that you have a guy that is going into a negotiation with a plan, and he is going to use every single bit of leverage that he has to get what he wants, to better his operation, to lift his team in the rebuilding or recalibrating of the organization here in Washington. And just seeing that in the draft, like, these comments are not a surprise to me. I love it, actually. Like, I hear an executive tell a media member this, and you as an executive, you're telling a media member this kind of under the belief that eventually this is going to be made public in some way, shape, or form. He didn't drop any names, so we don't know who it was, but you know that this is going to be made public in some way, shape, or form. When you're saying this to somebody that you know is going to make it public, it means that Adam Peters is really, really good. And how many times did we see all over these series that they put out on YouTube, how many times did we see somebody try and trade with Adam Peters and him basically be like, you're not giving me enough? No. The answer is no. And that's basic for general managers, but we've gotten the opportunity to see it. And you know who else is really, really good at these sorts of things? It's why we celebrated it as heavily as we did when we saw it initially. Howie Roseman is really, really good at these sorts of things. And as much as we hate Philadelphia, and trust me, we hate those bastards, as much as we hate them, you recognize and respect the way that Howie Roseman has built a roster, because he has good to great at every single position in a way that Washington is still trying to achieve. They've gotten closer, certainly since this time 2 years ago, God almighty. But they've gotten closer from last year to this year. I think they've bettered their roster. But you look at Philadelphia, it's good to great, and you can't really point to a trade that Howie Roseman has drastically lost. We kind of thought Adam Peters got the better of him with the Cooper DeJean thing, but then Cooper DeJean ended up being pretty darn good. You know, put on for us vanilla men out there in the corners. A white corner is hard to find. It just is. Cooper DeJean ended up being really, really good, so I don't know that you could say, like, Adam Peters, you know, swindled him on that one. He definitely got the better of him with the Jahan Dotson stuff, but maybe Jahan Dotson's a breakout year. But that's the one. That's literally the one that you can look at and say, that's the trade that Howie Roseman has lost. He has put together strings of trades over the course of years that built a Super Bowl, not just contender, a Super Bowl champion, and then tore some of it down to rebuild a Super Bowl champion, and now an organization that is perennially going to be a Super Bowl contender for years to come. You're trying to emulate in some way, shape, or form that. You realize that Howie Roseman right now is the top dog. You are trying to be the top dog. And in turn, if you end up being what Howie Roseman is, you take this team in Washington and lead them and bring them up to a championship and to them then being a perennial Super Bowl contender. But you're not doing that by being a nice guy. You have to have a little bit of an edge. I would be dying to know how the conversations went when the trade for Laremy Tunsil took place, or how the conversations went when the trade for Deebo Samuel took place, or Marshawn Lattimore took place. Because we kind of, the Laremy Tunsil thing was a little bit different. But the Deebo thing, we've been rumored, you get it, you can draw the connections, but that's literally Adam Peters negotiating against his former bosses and then winning the negotiation against his former bosses, assuming that Deebo is healthy this year. Now, that's a big if, right? You got to be healthy. You got to play really, really well. But assuming that Deebo is healthy this year, you win that negotiation because you're not getting a guy in the fifth round that is going to produce more than Deebo Samuel. They drafted Jalen Lane before the fifth round, and we don't even know if he is going to produce to the way that Deebo Samuel is going to produce this year, right? So you get a guy that comes in immediately and starts producing. You can say the same thing with Laremy Tunsil. How many left tackles were you going to get that are better than Laremy Tunsil in the upcoming draft? Not a lot. And maybe one or two becomes as good as Laramie Tunsil, but they're certainly not going to become as good as Laramie Tunsil is immediately.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I do think last year expedited the process of building a winner, but the fact that Adam Peters is not effectively going around and consistently getting swindled but doing the swindling is something to me, Max, that was unbelievable to hear. Just over the moon, like, yes, we are finally a real operation.
We've got one.
We have finally got one, a guy that is going to better this operation for years and years to come. And we kind of seen a little bit of how he is not like a big softy. I think previous big softies would have kept Dominique Hampton a little bit longer. But Adam Peters is a straight shooter. Hey, we don't really have a spot for you. Go find one somewhere else. He did that with a bunch of the Ron guys. Now, there was a little bit of extra emphasis to do that because, like, Ron didn't draft very well, so it wasn't very hard to get rid of a lot of the Ron Rivera guys. But he is not wasting anybody's time in these negotiations as well. Now, you would hope that, you know, the Terry thing would be maybe a little bit easier, I would say. I don't know. I want the Terry thing to be done so we can just talk about football and see him on the field. And it does stink. I will reiterate that it is now Buddy Baker and Terry McLaurin versus Adam Peters. It feels like at the negotiating table. I was a little upset in reading the John Keim article on ESPN. And this has been taken by others as well. Eventually they're going to get to $28 million and the deal will be done. Can we skip the eventually? Like, do we need to hold this out or hold this in? But do we need to prolong this period? If you're both going to get to $28 million, somebody just suggest $28 million now, sign the deal, and then get Terry on the field. This doesn't feel like rocket science to me. And I feel like I'm a decently intelligent human being. If you both know, or if people are starting to talk and they're like, yeah, like, both sides are going to get to 28 eventually. Like, just get there now. You're wasting precious time. Maybe that's what Cliff was saying today. That was his message to the ownership group, too, and the negotiators. If you're eventually going to get to a number, and you both kind of know that, get there. What is the reason to not do it? It got me acting like Shador Sanders. Get there. Get there. The time is a ticking. Like, get there immediately. I don't understand why, if you think that's going to happen. So I took that away from Keim's article of like, yeah, they're going to get there. What is the holdup there. Adam Peters does have a history, and San Francisco had this history, but Peters himself, I don't think people realize, or maybe it's just not spoken about as much as it should have. Sam Cosmi was signed to his extension early in September. He participated in everything, but he was signed to his extension early in September. That seems to be the way that Peters likes to operate. They like to beat the buzzer, I think, the Adam Peters operation. When it comes to some of these extensions, it will not happen with Jaden, I can't imagine. You're going to get that one done as early as possible because that's going to be just an earth-shattering contract when that time comes up. But they take these things deep into the shot clock, man, and they try and beat the buzzer. They signed Cosmi to that extension very, very late in the offseason, like I think 2 or 3 days before they started the regular season last year in Tampa Bay. So it's not abnormal that he himself is going to take these negotiations deep. I know everyone has talked about his past with San Francisco and the way that they operate in Denver and New England, but we literally do have proof of what he has done here in this operation with that Sam Cosmi contract extension. So it's not abnormal for them to take these sorts of things late. I would like it to not be late with Terry. I want Terry on the field. The difference between Cosmi and Terry is that Cosmi was out there and Terry was not out there. And I understand it from Terry's perspective, but on August 15th, it's a little bit more frustrating than it was on July 27th. On July 27th, you're like, all right, like we still got time. You play the second preseason game coming up here in a matter of days, and your best wide receiver is still not under contract for God knows what reason at this point. AAV guarantees, length of the deal. I don't know what it is. I am also of the belief that the length of the deal could be a factor in this. If the extension does go into effect next year, which if they really wanted to, they could probably make it go into effect this year. It would take a little bit of maneuvering of the money, but this is why you hire a bunch of the Ivy League dorks in the front office. They're good at that sort of thing, so they probably could if they really, really wanted to. But if the extension begins in his age 31 season, I'd probably ask for like a 3-year deal or a 4-year. I'm not going for that 2-year deal. I want a little bit of financial security if this is going to be my last significant contract. We're not going to call it big, although this contract will be bigger than his last contract. But if this is my last significant contract, I would like that contract to stretch as much as I possibly could, understanding that the NFL is not forever. I've gotten a good 7 years out of it. Let's get to 10. Get all of the benefits that come with getting to 10 years in the NFL, and there are some very big retirement benefits that come with making it to 10 years in the NFL. Let's get all of those things, and then I can be a Commander for forever, and I can open a bar in One Loudon when the time is over, or whatever other interests that Terry has. I don't know what his other hobbies are, if he's like a real estate guy or whatever, but whatever his other interests are, I could start to plant those roots in the greater Northern Virginia DMV area and then make lots and lots of money, because we have seen over the course, and this is true with every single city. It's true with every single city. If you are a ex whatever for life, a Commander in this case for life, Redskin football team guy, whatever. If you are a Commander for life, it's very easy to make money after that, as long as you have smart investors, right? As long as you don't get swindled by a bunch of dudes that are trying to steal some money for you, you can very easily make that work. All right. Ben Standing coming up in about 20 minutes from now. We got some daily news to get into, though, and we want to look at what's going to happen with Cincinnati. Also, hold on. Forget the daily news. Something really made me upset yesterday. It's not Dan Quinn's fault. It's Roger Goodell's fault. We dive into that next. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show with Dent Day sitting in for Kevin on the Team 980.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.